This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, let me tell you how to overcome all of this. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Amazing. Give glad tidings. In all this uncertainty, in all this anxiety, in all these hardships, in all this loss, in all these tests, Allah says, give good news to the following category. To whom? To those who are as-sabirin, those who bear patience. Be patient, it will come to an end. Bear patience, follow the rules. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, speaks about isolating oneself within their own houses. He speaks about not leaving the city that you're in if there is a disease of this nature or a plague. He speaks about bearing patience. He speaks about the reward of the one who passes away under these circumstances. So all of that is already discussed by Muhammad, peace be upon him. At the same time, he's given us a lot of different remedies. He has suggested so much and he has told us there is cure in this, there is cure in that, there is cure in honey, there is cure in the black seed, there is cure in the... Speaking about all sorts of illness, not necessarily this particular one, but all sorts of illness and sickness. So make sure that you take your health seriously. Make sure you don't take the precautions for granted. Make sure that you do the best that you can, my beloved brothers and sisters. Allah says, give good news to those who are patient. I want to know, what type of patience is the Almighty referring to here? So if I were to continue with those verses, I will come across the answer. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا Those whom when calamity strikes, when disaster strikes, when negativity strikes, they are the ones who say, they make a declaration with firm conviction and belief. What do they say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and unto Him shall be our ultimate return. That is a statement you need to ponder over. So Allah is telling you, at times like this, ask yourself, where did you come from, O man? Where were you before your birth? And ponder over it deeply. And develop a connection with He who brought you into existence and understand that you belong to Him. If He created you, He has a plan for you. If He made you, He cares for you. So you just need to develop that relationship with Him and ponder over the fact that you came from Him. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, at times of difficulty and hardship and calamity, those who declare that they belong to Allah, they believe that they belong to Allah. They came from Allah. They came from the Maker Himself. They are going to return to the Maker Himself. They say, we indeed belong to Allah, and unto Him we shall return. Where are you going to go?